We are on Daf Ayin Ches Amud Beis. We had heard the Mishnah said, "Oisa imedes bershus harabim v'zolkei lo." He threw to her a get. Korev lo megureshes. Korev lo eina megureshes. Machza machza megureshes. Ve'ina megureshes. V'chein l'inyan kedusha. So the first mahalach we had heard, what is Pshat and Korev Loi, what is Pshat and Korev Lo? So the Rav said that Korev Loi means in his Daladamis, Korev Lo is her Daladamis. Then the Gemara, the problem, what's Machza al Machza? It's Yevshel Tzamtzem, so the first one who went to the Daladamis should either be Korev Loi or Korev Lo, not Megereshes, Veini Megereshes. So Rabbi Yosef said that speaking about we have shtei kitei edim, one says korav loy, one says that he came first, one says she came first. Rabbi Yochanan Oima. Now, Rabbi Yochanan has a numa halach in the Mishnah. First of all, he says, Rav's pshat is not oizkehalten, korav lo shaninu. When the Mishnah is giving us guidelines, when she's Megereshes, the Mishnah doesn't mention Dalad Amis, the Mishnah mentions if it's Korev Lo. If the guidelines are Korev, so then it doesn't, I can't go and make Shiurim. The Korev Lo Shaninu. Afilu Meyam. So the Gemara asks, Heichi domi mechze al mechze. Omar Rav Shimon bar Abba lididi mefor shalom inei da Rabbi Yochanan. Now what the whole gather is. Hu yochel l'shamroi. V'hi eino yochel l'shamroi. That he could go and take care of the get, wherever it is. And she is not capable of taking care of the get. Zehu korev loy. That's called korev loy. He yechayla leshamroy, vuhu ein yechayla leshamroy. Zehu korev lo. Shneim yechaylam leshamroy. Shneim ein yechaylam. Zehu mechze al mechze. Let us just go a little further to understand the sugi a little better. So we have over here al koponim the taich of korev lo according to Rabbi Yochanan is yechayla leshamroi leshamro, that she could watch it. It's under her shlita, under her jurisdiction. So I saw in Teres Abirim he explains that. I mean, the Ran says over here according to Rabbi Yochanan. Called them Mishum Takonis Agunis, and the Rosh says in Rabbi Yochanan called them Mekadesh Adaita the Rabbonu Mekadesh. So it could be over here that everyone is moide that the Gerishin only helps me the Rabbonu. And this is a different Hagdore than Daladamis. Daladamis, we had mentioned, the Ran says, Hefke Bezden Hefke. And they were mafker the Daladamis to her. So it's her Daladamis, Hefke Bezden Hefke, and now it went into her Chotzer. It's her Chotzer, so she's Megureshes min HaTorah. Masha'en Kain, Rabbi Yochanan, who's speaking about, we're not speaking about certain Mekoimis, we're speaking about if it's possible for her L'Shamra, or it's not possible for it to Lashamra. So it's a different Hagdor in Gansen. The Pshat is that Chazal said that a Nesine L'Rishuso is sufficient. We do not exactly need a Rishus of Kinyan. A Rishus of Kinyan is, has to belong to, and that's Daladamas. We can get away with it and say that there were Maknahada Daladamas, Hefke Bezen Hefke. But when talking about different guidelines of Yochel Lashamra and Yochel Lashamra, so then Chazal said that whatever is Yechayla L'Shamra, so that's called a Nesina L'Rishusa. Rishusa means what is Tachas Shlitasa. And let us just go a little further. So it could very well be Min HaTayre, there is no such concept whatsoever. The Torah wanted a Nesina L'Rishusa, that it's in Hilchis Mammon it is hers, that she could be Kainet. That's Min HaTayre, that's Chotzer, that's Dalad Amis according to Rav. Rabbi Yochanan said that the Rabbonon made a new takone, Mishimigune Kilabo Rabbonon, and the Rosh Hashanah called them a Kaddish Adayt Rabbon. They said a new concept, that if it's Tachas, Rishu so, Ushlito so, so by get it will help. It's called an Asina L'Rishu so, even though Minatayre don't have such a concept, but that was the Rabbonon the Kedin. That was the Rabbonon the Kedin. That's considered, this is also considered an Asina midarabonon to make Geirishin, and how it works, we'll say, call them a Kaddish, Adaita darabonon a Kaddish. That is how Rabbi Yochanan said Pshat in the Mishnah. So, we have here a new Mahalach in the Mishnah. Amru Rabbonon kamei de Rabbi Yochanan. Now, the Rabbonon told Rabbi Yochanan, Mishmei de Rabbi Yonis and Hochi. The Rabbonon told Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yonison had said, the way you said, he said, Mamashur Pshat of Korav Lo in Korav Lo. Omar, so Rabbi Yochanan said, Yodin Chavrin Bavloy Lefrushe Ki Hay Time. Those who came from Babel, Rabbi Yonison, know how to say Pshat in the Mishnah. I mean, he's a London, he knows how to say Pshat. Tanya Namihochi, now the Gemara brings a Baraisa, from the Baraisa we see this Pshat. The Baraisa says as follows, Rabbi Lezer Oimer, Kol Shohu Korov Lo Miloi. If it's closer to her than it is to him, she's not geget. So the Gemara says that doesn't make sense. Ain't a megareshes. Kol heichi tinteri v'teizel. Now, if it's korav lo miloi, so it's finished. Korav lo is megareshes. How long does she have to stand there? The minute it comes in, it's korav lo. So that should be sufficient. How long does the she should be geget as soon as it became korev lo? Elalav hochikama. Kol shekorev lo miloi. So pshat in Rabbi Lazar's is false. It's closer to her than to him. Ve'ilu bo kelev v'not loy. If a kelev would come and take it away, v'hu yochel l'shamroi, v'hi eino yecholo l'shamroi, eino megureshes. So that what the Rabbi Lezer says. The Rabbi Lezer said it was korav lo miloi, and a kelev took it, it's no good. So the Gemara says, you have to say pshat in this baraisa. It's closer to her, but it's under his jurisdiction. And that she can't, there's something, there's a barrier between her and the get. So we see from this baraisa that the criteria is shmire. Korev does not mean in distance, korev means in shmire. So v'tzeochel l'shamre, it's called, it's under her shlita, that's called her rishus. Midrabonim al kaponim, that we could, the get is chal. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, Amru kamei de Rabbi Yochanan, lahai pirusha de masnisen, mishmei de Rabbi Yochanan hochi, ki de pirusha Rabbi Yochanan b'chaylum l'shomre. Rabbi Yochanan said, the criteria is y'chaylum l'shomre. Rabbi Yochanan mi bovul have v'olo l'eretz Yisrael. He came out from bovul l'eretz Yisrael. Tanya nami hochi, de kurve de masnisen shmirihi. The criteria is not close, the criteria is who, under whose shlita the get is. Kol shekorev lo miloy, hashta mashme, af al pi shekorev lo yoyse mimenu. Ubo kelev inotloy, it was closer to her than to him, and a kelev took it, ain't him a gereshes. So if the criteria is korev, the kosher lon bo, so we had a kash, am I ain't him a gereshes? But he also, likuv edido, if they get entered the area that is close to her, igashala, so she's geget. The Mishnah says, as long as it's korev lo, she's geget. Ma'ich beslon im not like kelev, so what, why do I care if a kelev came and took it? Kol heicha tintre v'tezel, v'chi kol ayom im tzricha l'shamre, it went into her issues, if it's korev lo, and finished. Elalav hachikoma afapisha korif lo miloi. Mieshev signor egav shusis beino leget. But if there's a barrier between her and the get, sheilu ho yobo kelevinot leeni yechailu lishamrei heimeno avu yochel lishamrei. Eina migoreshe. So she's not keget. So we see klo from Rabbi Lezer, that the criteria is shmire. And that's what the Gemara says, machza machza, shneim yecheilum l'shamre, shem einem yecheilum l'shamre. Okay, let us see Taisvis now, the top Taisvis. Ab yeichenin omar, korev lo shaninu afilu meya amo. V'koshe, de bepeire kame de bomitziye, komar ab yeichenin, de ktano yesh lo chotzer, v'yesh lo dalet amis. The Kamar Hosam the Yalef Metzia Miget, Mashmed Veget Rabbi Yochanan Megereshes Ala Toich Daladamis Vahochi Kamar Afilu Meyo Amo. Now let us explain Taisvis Kasha. The Gemara in Bab Metzia goes into a Shakla Betarye if Chotzer Mitam Yad, Chotzer Mitam Shliches. If a ktana will have a chotzer. Chotzer's mitam yad, a ktana has a yad, chotzer mitam shlichas, and shlichas lakot. The Gemara says over there, that Rabbi Yochanan says, that just like a ktana has a chotzer by get, is yalfinen mitziya miget, so a ktana has a chotzer by mitziya. And so if a metziah will fall into her chotzer, it's equivalent, like if she picked up the metziah, whatever the takone is, that there's a takone, that the metziah's ktanim midarabonon mishum dake sholem, that here's the din of a metziah not to take away. So bekitza, so Rabbi Yochanan says, yalfie liyalfinen metziah miget. And just like by get, a ktane has a chotzer, because chotzer mishum yad is raboi, and she has daledames. So by metziye, this will also apply. The chotzer of momen is also mishum yad is raboi, so she'll also have a chotzer by momen and daledames. Fine. So Taisus asks Amir de Kekashe. Bishleime, if Rabbi Yochanan would say what Rab said. Rab said that the Mishnah says korev lo means it was in her daladamis. Rab told us chazal v'mesakna kinyan daladamis b'shus harabim forget. That's what Rab said. So memele, so we see there's a kinyan daladamis of get. And let us say, the way the Ran says, they were makna the dalad amas to her, so it's her chotzer. Fine, so now, Rabbi Yochanan, if Rab was told, Rabbi Yochanan was told like Rab, so Rabbi Yochanan is saying, so just like by get, she has dalad amas, so she has, by metziah also dalad amas, same thing. But Rabbi Yochanan came to tell us that our Mishnah is not speaking about kinyan daladamas. Our Mishnah is speaking about a din of korev lo. It's a new concept. There's a din we explained, it's like here, but it works midarabonon, but it's a concept of of doesn't have to kinyonim, it has to v'nosan l'rshuso, and if it's tachas l'rshuso, tachas l'itosa, chazal were mesakin, then you can be megarish an isha like this. So, if that is the case, so this is a unique halacha in Hilchus Geirishin. Hilchus Metzia is mominous. There you need a kinya moment. Chotzer is good. You'll say chotzer mitam yad, fine. But to say yafinen metzia miget, they didn't want to differentiate between metzia and get, and just like by get, aktane has daladamis, so by metzia also she has daladamis, and shuldik, there's no such din of daladamis by get. Get is not kinyan. Rabbi Yechanan said the makor of get is our Mishnah, and our Mishnah does not say Dalad Amis. Our Mishnah says Korev La, and Rabbi Yechanan says Korev La means Sheyachoylo LeShaimra, which is a unique concept in Geirishin and will not at all apply in Metziah. So how could Rabbi Yochanan himself say about Metziah, Yalfine Metziah Miget, and just like Dalad Amis helps by Get, so Dalad Amis helps by Metziah also, we don't differentiate, should be kind of Aktanu or be kind of Metziah with Dalad Amis, and Shuldik. The first of all, the numbers are not the same, and besides, the numbers are not the same, it's not Dalad Amis, but the whole concept is not the same. That's Tais Viskash. V'yesh loyma, the bedalad amish shelo, afilu yochel lishma kamoya megoreshes. V'chutz la'arba amish, tzor shetehi yachaylo lishomroi v'loihu. So Tosfos l'chayre means to be saying as follows. The shtik toire that Rav said, that an ish is koina get b'teich dalad amish shelo, which means Hilchis Kinyan Daladamis, the way we learn normal Pshat, the way the Ran says Pshat, they were Makne, the Daladamis to her. This, the Pshat of Rav, Rabbi Yochanan had nothing against Rav Pshat. Rav says they are good. He just had one taina. Our Mishnah is elaborate, is saying more than Daladamis. Our Mishnah that tells us a generality of Korev law comes to include Afilamei Amma, Fichayla L'Shamra. So fine. So not that Rabbi Yochanan holds that there's no Kinyan Dalad Amis by Get. There's Zicha Kinyan Dalad Amis by Get also. And the Kinyan Dalad Amis from Get, if it's Hu Yochel L'Shamroi, like her, it's also good. Because Yochel L'Shamroi is not a criteria in Hilchus Kinyan Dalad Amis. So that's what Rav says, if he tuned into her Dalad Amis, she's Geget. Rabbi Yechon is also Moide. There's a Kenyan Dalad Amis in Get. But he said, we have to be Medaik, the Losh and the Mishnah, the Mishnah is telling us, there's more than Kenyan Dalad Amis by Get. There's a Din of Korev Law, which means Yochel L'Shamra. Not the Yochel L'Shamra. Not who Yochel L'Shamra. That means if it's both Yochel, that's Korev Law means that he Yochel L'Shamroi, but who ain't the Yochel L'Shamroi? That's a second din. So our Mishnah is coming to tell us the second din also. But the first din also applies of Dalad Amis. So Memele, the Gemara in Bav Metziah, is speaking about the Poshta din of Dalad Amis, which is also Nichlal in our Mishnah. So on that, Rabbi Yechon says, Yafine Metziah Miget, just like by Get, it's Chotzem itum mishim yoda, and Dalad Amis also mishim yoda. It's Memele, by Metziah will also be the same thing. There's another thing in the Mishnah speaking about Adin and the Sina L'Rushusa. Fashtaitz of that is, that will not at all apply to Metziah. That's Tais Vistarz. Void Kosh, Kosh number two. The Rav Ashi Islay Hosom, the Rushus Haravim Loitiknu Alba Amis. Rav Ashi says over there, the Takon of Dalad Amis was at Besimte, Betzidei Rishus Harabim, but not in Rishus Harab. V'hoch etnan, hoisa eimedes b'rishus Harab, korev lo migoreshes. So lechere Tyson says in a kasha an Rav Ashi from Rav. In the way that I mean, in the way Tyson just said before, Abiyachin is also moide to Rav. That means our Mishnah is zicha koilul the din of Daladamis also. There's the din of Daladamis. And Rav Ashi says there's no din of Daladamis by in Rishus Arab. So what did Rav Ashi do with our Mishnah according to Rav and perhaps a little according to Rabbi Yechonon also? V'yeshloima dohosom be'ein yochel l'shamroi v'hocha b'yochel l'shamroi. Now what is Taisvus saying? So l'chayre Taisvus is saying that Rav Ashi holds there's no din of Dalet Ames at all, Bishus Harab. This din that the Chazal were makna the Mokik, that's not Bishus Harab. Bishus Harab, they never took away from the Bishus Harab to give it to someone. It's not Kenyan Dalet Ames. Be'emesin, Rav Ashi could be held like Rav Yoichanan. That the Kinyan Daladamis over here will be Yochel Shamra. But he was Magbul, they didn't, not the way Rabbi Yochanan said Yochel Shamra for the Meyama. He was Magbul, the din of Yochel Shamra till Daladamis. But that's it. That means, so according to Rav Ashi, there's no such Kinyan of Daladamis, the way we know of Kinyan Daladamis in Hilchos Momonos. In Rishus Harab, there's no such thing. No. He holds a get will be nikne b'dalad ames. If it's Yechayel l'shama, and it works out the lamdas of Yechayel l'shama. Inami yesh loyma dohochel avdav kenoked Rishus Harab, ele besimte ebetzide Rishus Harab. Then Taisu says, could be, don't have to be in the spoil from the Lashon of our Mishnah, the Mishnah says Rishus Harabim, could be you have to take it with a grain of salt, doesn't mean Rishus Harabim, it means Tzidah Rishus Harabim, or Simte, Simameila, so then Bechal, there's no problem on Rabashi, that, so the Simte and Tzidah Rishus Harabim, the Zich HaKinyan of Daladam, Shneyem Ein Yechaylim, Zehu Mechze Al Mechze. We learned yesterday the next Taisa, the third Taisa. Shnei men yecholim zehu mechza al mechza. So Rabbi Yechanan said that the din megureshes veine megureshes means either both can yecholim l'shamrei or both einam yecholim l'shamrei. Perish. So Taisa says you have to understand what he means ein yecholim l'shamrei. Perish ein yecholim l'shamrei kol echad levadoi. Elo shneyem yachad. That's pshat. Shneyem en yecholim l'shamrei means each one bazunder is not bekoyach to take care of the get. But with a joint effort, they can take care of the get. So shneyem en yecholim l'shamrei means that jointly they could be shame of the get. Avo meini yecholim l'shamrei klal pshita deinem gereshes klal kolika. And this is also a very interesting din that Shneim Yechaylum L'Shamroi, so they said like, the whole concept of Gereshes Ve'ena Megereshes is that it's like Fadar Rabon and the Kedin. They say it's like, she's a bissel geget, a bissel nish geget, I went into her issues, but it's not completely in her issues, so they gave Epis a halacha of Megereshes Ve'ena Megereshes. Zot the Gemara weiter. So this was Rabbi Yochanan Shita, Rabbi Yonis in Shita. Amalei Shmuel the Rabbi Yehuda. Now Shmuel told Rabbi Yehuda, Shinene is a Loshon Charef. Used to call Rabbi Yehuda Shinene. Let me tell you, Pshat in the Mishnah. Not all these Pshatim, what was said, what Rav said, what Rabbi Yochanan said, I'll tell you them as a Pshat. Not Aladamis is sufficient, not Yochel Shomrei is sufficient, Kedei Shetoshuach Betitlenu. The Mishnah means Korev Lo means it's close to her. We'll learn Takib Shat in the Mishnah. It's close to her that if she'll bend down right now, she can pick it up. That's the Taitch of Korev Lo. That is the Taitch of Korev Lo. The Samamela, not the way Rabbi Yochanan said, Daladamas is also no good. I wish to disagree with Rav also. Daladamas isn't kind of a Shusarab. So there is, Rabbi Yochanan in Lomdus is correct, that Chazal were misakin, that if it's Tachas Shlitoso, she's Megurish, but you know what the type Tachas Shlitoso is? That she can bend down and she'll pick it up. That's called Tachas Shlitoso. And the Ratais Ritve, and what is Korev Loive Korev Lo, that both of them are standing together. And Fakat, we don't look who came first. It's not telling coming first. Coming first was only a problem in Kinyan Daladamis, it becomes Shaloi. But that's in Kinyan Daladamis. But here we have a new concept of Korev Loive Korev Lo, which means it's Tacha Shlito, Soy Vishlito, So, both can bend down. So this is called Mechzel Mechzel. But he went all them a little further. That's Pshat in the Mishnah. But Va'at, let me tell you something else. That you know Pshat in the Mishnah, Loisavid Uvda Adamoti Gitaliyoda. Me'ikar Adin she's giget. But don't you dare be mata her till she gets it in her hand. That means the Mishnah is telling us, Me'ikar Adin she's giget. The Rabbanon, they said she was giget, and then in the Mikadin she's giget. But don't rely, Lamaise, don't be Samech on the Mishnah, Atleis Aviduvda Adamoti Gitulio, till she gets it in the hand. Don't rely on such things. Omale Ramotre la Rabashi, Ava Uvda Hochid was taken such a Maise, that it was Acha Toshuach Vetito. He threw it and she was able to bend down. And Lamaise was Lahigia Liyodo. And then the husband died. That's Rechu Chalit. And they said, so if she's Giget, so you don't need Chalit. So, no. They said, we won't rely on this Geirish, and even though Medina, the Mishnah is good, you know, we can't be Samech on the Mishnah. You know, the Meiser, Rabitzel Petterberger, once was telling his rabbits and she was, cleaning, for Pesach, was mamish rubbing and scrubbing and everything. And he told her, Alpi Shulchan Aruch, it's sufficient already. You don't have to scrub so much. So she told him, Itzela, I listened to you and your Shulchan Aruch will be eating chametz already for Pesach. So Memela, so that's what Shmuel told Rav Yehuda. The Shulchan Aruch, Api Halacha, it's good, but we're not going to be Mata. We won't go according to the letter of the law. Chazal bent backwards and they made this takona. Fine, they did it, but you don't dare be Mata and Isha unless it's she got it in their hand. Let's see what Rashi says. So Rashi says, Kat, שתושוח ותתלנו, הוא דהוויקו ודמאסניס. פלוחי, even though that's פשען דמישנה, את ליצבת עובדה להתירו לינוסי, אדמות יגת ליודי, גזירה שמו יוימרו על רוחי כשהוא קורא. That means this is such a vague concept. You can bend down, you can't bend down. People say she could have bent down. That means this old people, it's too dangerous to rely on such a kula, so memela, we can't be mekel. Zot Taisvis, va'at leisavid uvda adamoti get liyodo. So Taisvis says, v'haino davke b'shusarab, that means Shmuel, that said pshat na mishneh, fakert, he held, there's no takon of daladamas b'shusarab, like Ravashi holds, and Memela, so he held that this kula of that she's Mugureshes was Chazal bent backwards and it's a heter of Achmeis, called Makadish Adaita the Rabbonu, Mishmaguna Kilabo Rabbonu. So therefore he said, so Atlei Savaduvda, don't rely on this kula. Aval Bachatzeiro,
But what'll be if a personal, but don't take literally, you shouldn't be mata nisha unless she has a get in her hands. Don't take that literally. That means a nisha could be zicha get if you put into her chotza. Aber b'chatzeira ein zor she yegia liyodo. Gedom alel, we learned before, and daf ein zayn in beis teza li v'teichet v'tivtach. We learned it was a mice with a shrimera, and he told her she should be kind, she should be kind, the chotzer, and she was geget. They were matanisha. Chotzer is very good. And rishus harabim is the problem. Fine. Umiyu. Ba'oruch be'erich get kosav. And the oruch it says a shaklech chumre. Ki barnu me rabbi seino. Afilu zorku lo b'soich chatzeiro loy mishtarye la'alme ad demote giti liyoda. That's what the Oruch says. And this l'chayre, this mikabalna b'seinu, this is pshat in Shmuel's Chumre. That the Mishneh, all these dinim chotzer dos, that's mikar adin. But you should only be matar nishe. Not that it falls into her chotzer, only if it comes into her hand. It was nesina liyoda. Umaisi, and the Oruch brings a raya, mohod omer b'Yerushalmi, the Rishash makes a grace. Hamachver shebekulom, the best oifen of gerishin at sheyitnenu liyoda. That's what the Yerushalmi says, no? So the Yerushalmi says that's the way it should be, that's the preferable way, so that's what you do. The Eine Raya, so this says that's not Pshat in Yerushalmi, that means that always it has to be put into her hand. Dikulameimah, the Mayri Bishus Harabim, could be that the Yerushalmi is speaking about Fakert, the case of Shmuel, that he threw in Rishus Harabim. The bed your masik law ain't korev law, you lay the korev law. Mistomali also lafuki chatzera. We know, we shouldn't say that the Yerushalmi is coming to tell us that you should not be megarish with chotza. Fine. Now we hear in the Mishnah further, v'chein l'nyin kedushin. Omar Rabasi, Omar Rabbi Yechanin. Legitin omru, v'loy ledovar acha. Now, Rabasi said b'shem Rabbi Yechanin that this whole Indian of Korib law only helps by Gittin, but not by any other thing. So let's see what Rashi says. L'Gittin Omru, the Mishum Kurva Migureshes, that means we have a new concept in our Mishneh that if it's close to her, it's under Shlitoso, so she's Migureshes. That's a special din in Gittin. V'loy l'dovar acher. If a person wanted to pay up a chayiv, and he threw the chayiv korev loy, it's close to the malve. V'ovat, and it got lost. Is it paid up or not? The getu de bal kolcho knuyelo. By get, that works bal kolcho, so it's knuyelo. Ilkech la'alta begita, avol ba'al meloy. So the Teres Abirim wants to say pshat, how does Rashi come into a word of get is bal kolcho? So he says that's pshat, get is bal kolcho, so memele, so there we could say that a nesine ba'al me is sufficient. That means by peroin choiv, you need, he should be kind of the money. In order to get paid, he has to be kind of the money. But over here, bal kochach also helps. So you don't have to do a maise that makes hakno, because bal kochach also helps, even though there's no kinyan bepoil. So here the chachamim went a step further and said, so afilu you're throwing it into her shoes, it's also sufficient. So Chazal said that anesina ba'alma is enough. Yid rabbonon al kaponim. But by choiv, so these concepts will never apply. That is what the Gemara says. Let's see what Taisva says. Legitin amru v'loy ledavarach, apesh pekuntris, mishum debeget nesina bal kocho ave nesina. So it's totally in this. V'hiksho ri l'Rab Yehuda. The Rab Yehuda is one of the Balei Taisusim. So the ri asked the Akash. So you're telling me, first of all, we're giving guidelines. We're saying that the whole reason why, Bal Kocho, why Korev helps is because you don't need Kinyonim, Afilo Bal Kocho helps, so that's why Korev helps. The Ladova Achenami Omrilel Bemisha Ochsoi Dinesine Bal Kochoi Havenesine. The Gemara said before, the Bedova Acha, which means Chayiv, Nesine Bal Kochoi Havenesine. So you can pay a Pachayiv also Bal Kochoi. So, Beheshev, the Bedova Acha Ashkechen Duchted Lai Havenesine. Kegain Hilvo Bi Yishuv Lai Yachse Lai Bemidbo. I will beget b'chol mokim havinasine. So the Pashtus Loshon of Tosfos is difficult to understand what Tosfos is answering. What does Tosfos answer? Tosfos says, well, if the whole criteria is we build since it helps Bal Kocho, you can pick a chayv Bal Kocho also. So Tosfos says, well, not all the time, sometimes. If he lent him money, the yishuv, you can't pay him up in the midbar. So, but you have to understand what the teretz is. I mean, perhaps pshat and Tosfos teretz is. Let's understand this. If he lent, I lent money to someone be yishuv. Reuven lent money to Shimon be yishuv. Shimon is let's be Megashim Dinyan. Shimon and Reuven are walking along in Harlem, and there's 10 Schwarzes chasing Shimon. He comes over to Reuven. Here's the money. I paid you up. Pay it up. Goodbye. I don't have any money on me. So Kaponim, that's a leifrena b'midbar. You can't do such a thing. So it's not a good piroi. That's what it says over there. So what is pshat? So pshat is that by chayiv, you have to pay up properly. This is not a proper pivoin. He's a midbar over here. What does he do with the money? He has nothing remained. So you have to make a proper pivoin. That means he has to, you're not yoitza, I gave. He has to receive. And if he, and if you're giving it to him in such an oifen that it's not called receiving, because it's in a place where it's not a proper pivoin, so it's no good. Now, Leidach Gisa, we find that if Hilvo be Yishuv, and I come over to be Yishuv, I'm Mitzidi, I'm making a proper Piloi. He doesn't want the money now. He's on the way till next year's income tax. Well, he doesn't want any money now. But yet, whatever his cheshbon is, so Be'etzem, this is a proper piroin. That means what I want to do, he is a mishagas, he doesn't want the money now, but I'm making a proper piroin. Now he doesn't want to accept it. So then, there's a din, ani es nafshi hitzalti, since I want to make a proper piroin. But al koponim, the raya is, you need a piroin, you need a payment, it's not stamazoi, I'm yoitzef, I give. It's dochilik, it doesn't, no, fakert, you have to make a piroin. You have to pay him up, and not only you have to pay him up properly. If you want to pay him up in a mokim, that's not a proper piroin, so you need a piroin. Here, pshat is, mitzidcha, you're making a proper piroin. No, he doesn't want to take it, so you're not mechuyev to dance with all his whims. I'm giving it to you. You want to take it, take it. You don't take it, take it. Don't take it. But al koponim, but if you need peroin, that's what Tosfos is saying, that's me. So stamaza yochel shomroi could be, is not sufficient. That means if you're paying him up lechatchil, it's yochel shomroi, it's, come over and pay him. And not the word yochel shomroi. That means in hill, so here there's more than a nesine that is needed. We need a proper peroin. And this is called a proper point. He doesn't want to accept it. So I think more or less that's pshat in Tosfos. Fine. Frag the Gemara weiter. What are you saying? That this whole thing of Korov Loi only helps by, this whole thing of Korov Loi only helps by get? The Mishnah says helps by Kedushin also. So the Gemara says, Shani Hosam Dachsi V'yotza V'hoisa. We have a Hekish. Befrat Shtar Kedushin, we learn out from Shtar Gerishin. So Memele is whatever we will assume that Shtar Gerishin is. That means if we will say Shtar Gerishin helps, that even though it's a Nesina Ba'alme, Nesina L'Rishus, without a Nesina, so a Shtar Kedushin will also work like that. We won't differentiate Shtar Kedushin and Shtar Gerishin. Eisve, fact the Gemara, but in Shuldik, the Mishnah says, by Chayv also, Klo not like you. V'chein l'inyin ha-chayv. Zorak, Zroikli Chayvi v'zorkuloi, korib l'mal v'zor, hamal v'kob l'loi v'aloi v'chayv. Mechza, mechza, shneim yach loiku. So, Akaponim, the Mishnah says, Klo not the way you said. That is the din of korib l'loi, afilu by Chayv. Zumal says, Och my skin domale is roikli chayvi vitifta. No, the Mishnah speaking about it, he told them, throw it to me in your potter. So like he was meichelim the chayv. It's not a payment of the chayv. He told them, you'll throw me the chayv and you'll be potter. In fact, the Gemara, Yehochi, if that's pshan, the Mishnah, some ha'ila memra, he was meichelim the chayv. He told them, zroikli chayvi vitifta. So it's good. I mean, that's not a halacha. I mean, what is the Mishnah telling us? No, he told her that, he told the Leive that the Piroim HaChayv should be, whatever is good for Gittin is good for the Piroim HaChayv. Frech the Gemara Vakati Maile Memra. But he said, Rocha Bitraktane. He said that, he said, but whatever is good for Gittin, I'm accepting for the Peroin Achayt. Vakati Maila Memre. Is ma de teima motzi omale mishata niboch kamash melon. So the Chiddush of the Mishnah is that since he didn't say rochel bitraktane v'tifter, he just say, throw it to me the way you throw a get. So, maybe there'd be a spot to say he really doesn't mean what he said. It's kamash malon that it is good. I don't say mishat and ibor. Zot Rashi, betifta do potre, he patted him befesh, aber zreik li choy vi stomo, zreik vi shaymrei koma. Stomo zoi, so the more said, they said that, I don't say mishat and ibor.